行。You can try that. There you go.
Why so sad? Walking around with them blue faces. She said I'm down on my luck and it's something I gotta have. Blue faces. I hit the bank today and told them color me bad. Blue faces. Yeah, that new money. And it's breaking me down, honey. Two tears in a bucket, I cry with ya. But I can never lie with you. I can never afford not to afford. I can never put my plans to the side with you. I can never see a red light like a deer with a headlight. I freeze up when I read up. See, I barely have patience. And you're relating. Only the moment will complete us. Why you hate to work for it? The reason I never went to work for it. See, a 9 to 5 was so job turkey. But when Thanksgiving came, that check didn't hurt me. You plead the fifth, I read the fifth amendment. We both criminals with bad intentions. They say time heals all. But if I could shortcut my success, Corvettes by tomorrow. Now why you so sad? Walking around with them blue faces. She say I'm down on my luck and it's something I gotta have. Blue faces. I hit the bench and then told them color me bad. Blue faces. Yeah, that new money. And it's breaking me down, honey. My homegirl got a credit card scam. She got a scholarship to college, but she don't give a damn. Intuition got a broke wishing. She tell me this on the phone with the noodles in the pan. I know you want it, I console you, woman. You feel like the universe owe you, woman. Oh, the anticipation of hoping you can make it. Don't prosper chasing education.
All right. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back. And this is your 58th episode
of the ET Podcast.
Yes, 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 sir. My name is Eric.
I am Trey.
And what is the title of this episode, Trey?
This episode is... I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
What do you mean?
Are we just going to go for it?
Yeah.
Just going to... Okay. This is unbelief.
Unbelief.
Yeah.
The unbelief.
The unbelief.
The unbelief. Perfect. Yeah. Yes.
So, we are continuing on our... series to close out season 3, and we're on this next topic, and we're just going to talk about a lot of things that come with this pandemic. As
yeah,
you guys know, we don't even have to say what it is. You guys know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
So in
this episode, we're definitely going to talk about unbelief. And one of the things was, you know, once again, going back to the Greek.
Yeah.
Apistia. Greek word 570. And one of the definitions that I found in here, it would be a lack of religious belief and absence of faith.
Sinners.
One of the things here that I found too... it says is negated from the word 4103, which is pistos, faithful, properly without divine persuasion, no faithfulness, want of faith, betraying a trust. And I guess we can kind of get into... Dude, just thinking about it, it like made me think about the betrayal that, obviously of what's his name?
Judas. Yeah.
To Jesus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you're talking about unbelief.
And what ended up happening? Well, one of it, I mean,
he was cursed.
Yeah.
Right. And he. I don't know if he hung himself or...
Yeah.
Okay, so he did hang himself. Yeah, but... And see, the thing with that, though, like, I guess I'm kind of in unbelief because I don't know if he went to hell or not with Judas.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Because here's the thing, though. Jesus hadn't died for... You know, for redemption and, you know.
I think he hung himself before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But still, everybody that died had to be presented with that, right? There was no blood of Jesus. There was no, you know, resurrection at that point. Jesus was still alive when Judas died. So do you think maybe...
Well, what I wanted to go with this, I mean, that's obviously something.
I know, that's a sidetrack. Yeah, sorry.
But, like, talking about the things that came up to him. Like, let me see if we can find, like, the things that talks about what, like, the aftermath. Let me see. Give me 1 second.
In the meantime, though, yeah, I mean, that whole, there's so many examples of unbelief. I mean, it's just like, especially with like coronavirus and stuff, like people are in such unbelief that they don't have the sickness. That's why they're telling people that, you know, I said this on a previous episode. I was like, they're saying, don't come to the hospital unless you are dying from coronavirus. What about the people that are always paranoid and they get a little cough or like their throat hurts or something for like 1 second? And they're like, oh, man, I should go to the hospital. Like, you know, what about those people? And what if they went to the hospital and now they got coronavirus because they're around all those infected people? It's like, did you want it or something? Like, what?
you know? I can't really, seem to find what I can make. I'm trying to find, but, what I wanted to talk about was, being or having that unbelief, because one of the reasons why, I guess, Judas betrayed Jesus was because of the unbelief. I feel like, you know, a lot of Jews thought that the Redeemer was going to be somebody was going to be somebody that would redeem them from the oppression of Rome.
Yeah.
And that he was that God was going to bring in a Redeemer like David, you know, a warrior, somebody that would go ahead and redeem them and fight for them in a physical way.
Yeah.
Obviously he came in to target more of our hearts or our soul, and give us a new life and give us, you know, an eternity thing, you know?
Right.
So one of the things, he betrayed him because of that unbelief. Yeah. And knowing, okay, this man is all about like random weird, you know, parables, things right. that I don't even understand.
Right.
I don't think this is the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that was one of the things that, you know, betrayed that made him want to betray him.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened to him, that having that unbelief betraying him and then the consequences that led to him leading to his death.
Yeah.
Now, if you can see, and I'm trying to find that because I know that it talks about in the Bible of like the things that he went through. I think he was like troubled with something. I'm trying to look for it. Can you help me find it?
Yeah.
It's just basically.
And actually, you know, while you're looking for that, and I mean, I'm going to help you too, but I wanted to say that it's funny how a lot of people nowadays will be like, nah, if I knew Jesus back then, you know, or whatever, he was coming up to me saying all these things, of course I would have believed him. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You got some dude coming up to you talking about, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light and all this, and like telling you that he's straight from heaven and all that. Everybody's lying to themselves if they say that they would have believed him off rip.
Because
me, I'm skeptical about everything.
Yeah. Like,
so if some dude would have came up to me saying, you know, What's one thing that Jesus did? I'm trying to think of like one of those like bizarre examples.
Peter. No. We can put the thing where like the unbelief where he go ahead and went into resurrecting.
Lazarus.
Lazarus, and people didn't believe him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because they're like he. And then the thing too, like he was when he was praying to God, when Lazarus had died and stuff, and like everybody heard him, it's like he already believed that. He just needed to say it out loud for everybody else mm-hmm. to get their faith up.
Yeah.
You know, but I was going to say, even, I mean, we didn't have to go that extreme, but I was going to say, even when he first, his first interaction with Peter, when he was like, Peter was out there fishing, trying to get fish and stuff. And then Jesus just comes along. He's like, hey, man, put your net on the other side. I would have been like, what? Like, I've been out here all day trying to catch fish, and you gonna come along and tell me I just need to go to the other side of the boat, which I've already been to, and get out of here. Like, I know.
Yeah.
And so I just find it funny that, like, people would nowadays want to say, nah, man, I would have known for sure and all that. It even goes back to the Garden of Eden. They always say, oh, no, I wouldn't have been listening to Satan. You know, the snake and all that. I wouldn't have listened to him. You say that, but how would you have really been in that moment?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to look into, because there's different verses that talk about the same thing, but, mm-hmm. you know, in a different aspect. And this one in Mark 5, 15, it goes, I think it's 5:15. It says, then they came to Jesus, and they saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid, and those who saw it told them how it had happened to him, who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead to him to depart from their legion. And when he got into the world... No. This is not even it. Yo, I'm trying to find what Judas hung himself. That was a demon possessed guy. Sorry.
Sorry, you guys. We're just having a moment here.
Let me see what they decided the money. That day is called the Field of Blood Tuesday. This was spoken to Jeremiah prophet. They took the 30 pieces of silver and people in Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field. And the Lord commanded me.
Acts 5:37.
Really?
After this man Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him, he also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. Nope.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, that was way off. Oh, sorry.
Dude, okay. My point of this, what I wanted to talk about is because of the unbelief. All right. When you unbelieve, there's always going to be consequences to come to you.
Yeah.
Whether if it's unbelief that, oh, like you were giving the example mm-hmm. Earlier today, or even like, oh, I'm not going to believe in that God is going to go ahead and fight through this, or that's going to help me fight through this. If you don't believe it, then it's not going to happen. It's like, you know, speaking things to existence. If you say negative things will happen and whatnot. And what I wanted to talk about is this, that the people who unbelieve, especially in this type of situations, are honestly going to have it worse.
Yeah.
Because if you really think about it, It will bring, like it talks about, a lack of religious belief. And I actually don't even like that definition, because it talks about, like, religious belief.
Yeah.
Every single time I see the word religious or think about religious, it pisses me off. Yeah. I don't know why.
We're not into religion.
But I feel like that the other part, it says an absence of faith.
Yeah. And faith without works is dead.
So. When you don't have faith, or when you don't... How can I put it? If faith is not there, I really think that it's going to be really, really tough for you to live on this world. Because even I was talking to somebody, you know, talking about, like, you know, they're an atheist, and they were saying, Paul, do you believe that atheists that don't have any faith, or they have any hope?
I mean, what do you...
And I was like, I feel like they do. Even atheists can, like, prove that hope and faith is there. Why? Because they have hope, or they have a belief that they're going to wake up the next day being able to follow their routine.
I guess so. They just don't have hope and faith in
It's just that their hope and faith is not in the word, but the hope is there. The faith is there because it's like, you know, they plan out things. Oh, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you know that faith is not, is not existent? It is because you're hoping and believing that you're going to wake up the next day doing whatever you had planned.
That's interesting. So I never thought about it like that.
You know, so it's like, how are you going to tell me that you don't have hope or you don't believe in anything?
You just need to apply it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know. Wow. Okay.
So, you know, even just with that, everybody has hope, but where is it directed? Where is your hope and trust? Because one of this, you know, lack of religious belief and unbelief is just having distrust, not trusting.
Yeah.
Not trusting in God and not trusting that God is going to provide and fulfill all your needs in this time. And a lot of Christians, I feel this is where, like, you're going to, like, we talked about, in, like, in a couple episodes ago, like, True Colors. You're going to see where their trust is. Yeah. Is there trust in money? Is there trust in the government? Is there trust in
God?
Finding a cure to freaking coronavirus? Yeah. Or is there trust in God?
And whatnot. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Wow. Like, with all the people that you talk to or that you've, you know, I guess listen to their point of view. What do you like? What is your thing?
What do you mean exactly? Like what is like, the overall?
Yeah, what is your overall of people's belief? Like where they stand in this situation?
I'd say, like at church.
Yeah.
Most people at church are in unbelief of the unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. I literally just mentioned Jesse Duplantis on the last episode. I'm remembering what he said again. Because he said also he was like talking to an atheist one day. And he was like, the atheist was like, well, I don't believe this and that and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, I have unbelief in your unbelief. And that's how I feel like a lot of people at the church are. People don't believe that things are going to get back to normal or things are going to get better or whatever. And in a way, we have unbelief for the opposite thing. I guess that's the way I might be wording that wrong or whatever, but it's like most people that I know believe that things are going to change. They don't have unbelief for the wrong thing. They have unbelief that it's going to get worse, basically. So
wait, you're saying that they believe it's going to get worse?
No. Oh. They don't have the belief. They have unbelief that things are going to get worse. Like, basically, they doubt that things are going to get worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's most people that I know. But from what I've seen on, like, the internet and stuff like that, I mean, they are outside of not religion. They're outside of a relationship with God. And so it's like panic, unbelief, disbelief, whatever you can throw there that has a negative connotation to it. People are losing their minds and they are refusing to believe that things will get back to normal. Like me, I have unbelief right here. Everybody's planning for the end of April, right? For things to go back to normal. They're planning for school and stuff like in May, right? I don't believe that that's going to happen. I really don't. The way things are going, and I was trying to explain this to my sister the other day. I'm not afraid of the virus. I'm not.
No.
I don't believe, again, I have unbelief that the virus, you know, will affect me or whatever. I don't believe it's going to affect me or the people that I love and the people that I pray for and stuff. I don't believe it's going to affect
me.
But because of people like the government, mainly seeing how we react as civilians and as everyday people, they're like, okay, we got to do something because people are losing their minds.
Mm.
So I think because of the way people are reacting to this, not staying inside like they're supposed to, not taking it serious also, you know, all of that, I think that we probably, if the vaccine thing goes as according to plan, and I'm not putting too much stock into that either. If that does not go according to plan, I think we might be on lockdown for the rest of the year. Like summer, we're not going to, nobody's going to enjoy summer. Like summer is going to be a thing of the past. Going back to school is going to be a thing of the past. Like I think the rest of this year is just going to consist of us staying inside. Honestly.
Dude.
So I guess that's my unbelief, you know. So, and that's the thing. Like my sister was trying to tell me that I was wrong for thinking that and all that. And I'm letting everybody get to me. I was like, you didn't hear what I just said. I said, based on what everybody else is doing, that's how the government is moving. And so I was trying to explain to her, like, I'm not affected by it, and I don't think it's going to affect me. I don't believe it's going to affect me. So I was just trying to explain how things are going from, like, businesses, like, the standpoint of businesses and, like, the government and all that and how they're going about it. I'm going about it in a completely different way. I'm still going to work. I'm still going to the grocery store, stuff like that. Like, I'm not freaking out. Right. You know, so that's what I was trying to explain.
Regular.
Yeah, and nothing has changed for me, really.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I mean, they put their trust on things. And I feel like, dude, honestly, and I know Christian people that are freaking out on this situation right now. Yeah. And one of the things here I want to talk about, because and one of the things why it's we always have to be keeping our trust in him, because it's very important. It's very important. Especially as us believers, the importance of like having our faith is greatly, because without it, we honestly, we would live life in panic.
It's like I say all the time, I don't know how I was managing to get through this world BC, before Christ.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how you live without him.
Right.
Like I have no idea.
Yeah. And I mean, and there's this thing here that I want to talk, settle in on a little bit. It talks about, it's in John 3, 18 to 19. And it talks about whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world. And people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. And one of the things here with this, and what is interesting to me, that it says that whoever believes in him is not condemned. Mm. Now, being condemned, that brings like let's go ahead and look into the word, like, because it's very interesting. I want to look into the Strong. Do you have the Strong with you?
I don't.
All right, here, hold on. Let's see what the word condemned is in the Strong. So condemned, sentence, a particular punishment, especially death. So officially, So especially death. So, you know, we and a lot of people say, man. It's just like you can go a lot of ways with it, but dude, and if you really think about it, what does this corona thing brings? Like death.
Yeah.
You know? And it is and
people are being condemned to their houses.
No, and what I'm saying though, like, do you think that for somebody to have it, or like let's say if a Christian gets this,
yeah,
what do you think about that person? It's just very contradictory, because it's like,
well, see, that's the thing. Then you can't really,
because like for me, it's like, okay, because in here it talks about if you don't believe in him, you're going to be condemned.
Yeah,
like you're already condemned already.
But see, that's so, the thing. Like you can't really.
But what I'm saying with this is that it is the rightful thing for you can be condemned if you don't believe in him.
Yeah.
Because it says here in the Bible here, or let's see, it says whoever believes in him is not condemned. So it's not condemned. So you're not being punished for death. You're not.
Yeah.
But it says, but whoever does not believe in, or who does not believe is condemned already.
Mm.
Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God, and this is the judgment. Right?
Yeah.
Now, it goes back to, like, you know, already has not believed in the name of Son. So I feel like there's Christians that I feel like they push God away. And I feel like those are the people that might or that could possibly get it. Because, like, you have the belief that God is not going to, or that this virus is not going to get to you, and you believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because, in a way, I'm sure you believe that he's the only Son of God.
Yeah.
And you believe that he died and rose again, and you believe all this stuff, and you're doing things right.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, can you call those people Christians?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
there could be a lot of people that say, yeah, I'm Christian, but are you really? Like, does your heart know that you, like, do you really know Jesus? Do you really know God?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a problem with a lot of people. And I feel, and I mean, honestly, I can be wrong, but I feel most of the people that, and if they do get it, are those type of people that don't.
But see, it goes, it two things. It goes back to what we just said on the previous episode with, like, is this a judgment from God and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that. And then also, I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into it. Like, is this Christian hygienic? Like, are they, like, I mean, do they wash, like, are, do they wash their hands frequently? Are they clean? Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't really just outright say this person is, it's because they don't believe. I mean, they,
because then you can't say,
they might be dirty.
You can go, you know, if you pray, you know, you're going to be, you're not going to be pruned to be bitten by, well, actually, never mind. That's another scripture that talks more like,
it's when Paul, like, got bit by the snake.
Yeah, into, like, spiritual warfare. But that's,
yeah, no, like, I,
never mind.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
at us at this time, you know, it really gonna show our colors whether we believe or don't believe in God. And I don't know. Do you have anything? I guess for what it means to actually believe in God. Like, what does it mean to actually have trust in Him?
It's like you were just saying. It's no matter what goes on, you push past all of that, and you're just overwhelmed with peace in any circumstance. Now, I mean, you may have to fight through it, like I just said, but it's still there. At the end of the day, you say to yourself, and it's resting in your heart that everything is going to be okay because of who I belong to.
Yeah.
And who I'm affiliated with, and that would be God.
Yeah, you know? That's good.
And so I think once you get past that, because I was just telling Denise this the other day. I have moments in my life where, and this is called negative thought loops. The first time I heard this was on Righteous and Ratchet, like the actual name for it. They said that because, for example, so like a lot of people that lived in poverty or whatever have a poverty mentality. I heard Chris Rock say this before. He said that he keeps a bag packed at his front door. Just because one day somebody could come in and be like, yeah, the last 20, 30 years or whatever that you've been doing, gotcha. You don't own any of this. All of this is being taken away from you. So it's just like the negative thought loop is whenever something good happens, something bad has to happen immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I have those moments in my life where I'm like, man, things are going way too good lately. Something bad has to happen soon. It can't just be sweet, you know, 2-3 years straight. Something bad. Somebody's got to die in the family. Something has to happen. Like, I have to get injured or take a pay cut one day or go without food or something. Like, yeah. Something bad has to happen. And I was telling her, you know, that I get caught in those negative thought loops sometimes. And it almost gets to the point where I try to suppress, because the underlying thing is I still have that in the pit of my soul or whatever, that things are okay, that God is on my side, that things are still going to be okay. And it's almost like I feel guilty, or like I'm trying to suppress it.
Yeah.
That feeling of feeling okay despite everything that's going wrong or whatever, or the opposite, like I was just saying, with everything going good. No, it's going to keep going. Like, I try to suppress that feeling almost. Like, it can't keep going. It has to stop. Like, the good things have to stop. Yeah. And that's such a very, like, skewed and honestly almost demonic way of thinking. Like, it's terrible. And I was telling her that I go through that sometimes. I'm like, man, it can't keep going good for this long. Something bad has to happen at some point. Like, it can't. There's no, it's something impossible. Bad. It has to, something bad has to happen. There's no way that I can just keep winning like this. Like, I almost feel guilty. Yeah, like, dude, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
Well, why?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, man. It's like I said, it's a very messed up way of thinking. So, like, and I'm sure there are some people out there that feel like that too.
Yeah.
And that, and the, like I said, the poverty mentality thing, that ties into it too. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't even know if Chris Rock was joking when he said that, you know. Yeah. I keep a bag packed at my door just in case somebody comes in and tells me this is all over. Like, so I can go back to, you know, like, that is a terrible way of thinking.
Dude, that's crazy. Because I saw this one. Well, whatever we suffer in the end can be used for good. All of our ultimate good. And I believe that that's one of the things of trusting God. And there was this verse that says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when he comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it's not ceased to bear fruit. So definitely that has a lot of symbolism, because obviously it talks about bearing fruit, which we know, you know, the fruit of the spirit, you know, planted by the water, you know, and having not fear when the heat comes, is not anxious in the years of drought. And I feel like this is in the year, one of the years of drought.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've had a drought on joy, happiness. I mean, like, we kicked off the year losing a friend.
Yeah.
And then what, we lost Kobe, then March, coronavirus and all this crap. And today is just April 2nd.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's in store for April, but it's like, come on, man. We got to have a talk with the month and actually the rest of the year, like, to at least have some type of positivity within quarantine and this whole thing. Like, it's got to be something good to come out of this, because this year has been rough already.
No, you know? Absolutely. And actually, yeah, dude, thinking about it, this, honestly, you know, and I feel like at all times, having trust in God in whatever it is, every aspect in your life.
Yeah.
I feel like I see myself in this, and this is, I mean, this is my perspective, and it might be dumb, I guess, but I feel like, you know, I can just lay, like, I picture myself just laying down in the couch, and I guess this could be irresponsible, but not worrying about nothing. Like, just imagine you sitting down in a lazy whatever bean bag or whatever, and just remaining there and just chilling with your limbs spread open.
Like, for this, how long are you doing this?
Forever.
Yeah, that's very irresponsible.
That's how I picture myself. and trusting God that,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, just, okay. You know, like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to do, like, if you're able to work, and yeah. trusting that God is going to help you to do your work and protect you from all this crazy stuff.
Right.
Dude, even, like, walking out the door nowadays or going out to buy food, you need to have some type of trust and faith mm-hmm. that, hey, you know, this thing is not going to get to me.
Yep.
Yep. You know what I mean?
And so I'm, that. Yeah, like when I go to the store, it's always, nowadays, it's a bit of a struggle. Because it's like, man, should I just like pull my sleeve up and like push the shopping cart? Right. Or should I wipe it down? Yeah. Or should I just go full on and just push the shopping cart? So usually I pick that option. I'm just like, I can always wash my hands when I get home. It's not that serious. Like,
right.
So I push the shopping cart. I'm not touching my face and all of that.
But then,
like,
you touch the car.
Yeah. Well, and I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So you definitely
see, and see if you start thinking like that, then it's gonna be like, oh god, I got it. I'm dying. Like, it's like, fam, all right, you need to chill out. Like,
that is so funny.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying about, like, I've washed my hands 7 times. I need to chill out, you know. So
yeah, that's a lot of hand washing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, you can't allow yourself to just get sucked into this crap.
Yeah. And honestly, everybody out there listening, you know, just keep faith and keep being strong. And one of the things I believe, definitely stop going on social medias or going to the news outlets. You know, just If you
really want to know what's in store for you and what's going to happen, go into the Word and get your revelation and have God talk to you onto the things to come. Because you, by doing so, is going to give you that peace in mind and give you that that comfort that no matter all the craziness in the world, we're going to go into a better place. And I know it's so easy to say, but, and actually my mom was talking about this. She was like, I feel like it would be better for us to just leave this world now.
Yep.
Like that's what she was saying. She's saying that it would be better for us to just go with God and screw this world.
Yeah, I think that's what Savannah did.
Yeah, and dude, honestly, and because she was saying that, like, honestly, death is way better than actually being born. Because if you think about it, you're born into this world that is filled with contamination, with sin, and whatnot, and you have to live
go
this life for
all of it.
However, how many years you have in this place. But when you die, it's like, you know what? I'm accomplished. I made it.
Yeah.
I made it, and now I'm going to go with God, and my life is going to be great.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Dude. That is so funny, bro.
Yeah, man. So, it's, I don't know. Like, I think the best thing to do is, like Jesse Duplantis said, when the government, or when the news, I should say, the media or whatever, say, I doubt, we doubt that we'll see a decline in the number of cases and all of that. Say, I doubt that doubt. We have unbelief against the unbelief. I think that's the best way to go about things. Like, an atheist example. I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Flip it around on him. He believes in you. Like, you know, I mean, just oppose, meet unbelief with the opposing unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I refuse to believe that. Well, that refuses to believe you or something. You know, I don't know. Like, just have unbelief for unbelief. Like, if we want to spin it into a positive thing, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, like, somebody's like, I doubt that I won't get coronavirus. Mm. It's like, I doubt you will get coronavirus. Like, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's like, I'm probably going to get it. I don't think you are. Like, you know.
And I feel like if you keep saying that repetitively, you right. might get it.
Yeah, you're, you know.
Dude, honestly, like, sometimes, like, probably, like, this couple of days, I was like, dude, am I showing symptoms? Because, like, I was like.
See?
I was like,
that,
a little
that
bit.
That goes back to that.
You know. But you know. I was like, you know, nah, I'm overthinking this, you know.
Right.
I'm good. But it is, like, you know, believing that, hey.
Yeah.
You're good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So.
But.
Yeah,
man. Well.
Sorry.
This dude.
Don't have coronavirus. We got gas. Anyway. Anyway. Yeah, well, man.
You already know, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in again. Yep. This is your show, the ET Podcast, as you know it.
Yeah.
Definitely follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. You got it right.
SoundCloud,
this time.
YouTube. We got videos up.
YouTube.
We will go ahead and be able to post more and be involved with you guys now that this virus is actually is working for a benefit. So.
Yeah. So.
But yeah. Share us. Comment. Disagree. Agree with us. Whatever you want to do. Come and fight us or whatever you guys want.
But, we have season 4 coming.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. On. What is that? I'm trying to see here. Season 4 will be coming on May 4th.
Wow.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. May 5th.
May the 4th.
May 5th.
May the 4th. We be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
There you go.
We just missed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, May 5th, we start season 4 of the ET Podcast. Mm. Hopefully, we'll have our equipment next month so we can up the production, the audio production and stuff. And then
yep.
we're going to be working on getting a camera, getting a new space to record into.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of other cool things.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for all you've done. I don't know why I said that.
I mean, they've done a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they've listened. You know, they've viewed.
True.
You know.
Yeah.
If you guys could just get a little bit better with the whole interaction thing, you know, that would be cool. And sharing us, too.
Yeah.
Those are the only two things that I have against you. You know how Jesus was calling out the churches in Revelation. What? These things I hold against you, you know.
Like,
you've done great. You've listened, you've given us views and all that, but these two things I hold against you. So
I'm dead.
I'm not Jesus. All right.
All right, anyway, guys. Well, thank you.
We're out.
Peace.